Joining us on the phone this morning, Rich Updegrove. He is one of the candidates for city councilor at large. He joins us this morning from his school desk at East High School. Hey, Rich, good morning. Nice to have you on the show.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
One of the most important topics that we heard talked about last week at the Local Solutions to Poverty Forum has to do with housing. And housing is an issue in this community that is not only an issue when people want to bring jobs to town and there isn't any place for anybody to live, with Duluth's historically low vacancy rate for apartments. And it's also an integral topic when it comes to issues of homelessness and people that need special help with addiction, mental health issues, those kinds of things. I've still never been able to put my finger on or get a satisfactory answer to why it seems that, and it can't just be the rock problem, the fact that Duluth is sitting on lots of big rocks, why homes and housing and apartment buildings and condos, et cetera, are going up in every community in this state, no matter how small, and yet no housing or minimal housing is being built here in Duluth. Have you delved into that issue at all?
Well, the big thing that has come up is there is an affordable housing coalition in town that is working on creating an affordable housing trust fund. And that's something that we pledged all the councilors who are running to meet within the next few months after the election to see if there's a way that we can create a funding source for affordable housing. Obviously, when we're building new housing, you know, mixed use housing and setting a certain percentage for affordable housing is one solution to that. But I think more creatively, when you look at what One Roof is doing, they are working in the Lakeside neighborhood in particular. If you've seen some homes that have gone up there through their process, I think that's, you know, an interesting group that I'd really want to work more closely with.
Now, the one of the topics that didn't come up in the Local Solutions to Poverty Forum, but it is definitely a topic that has many people talking in the community, has to do, of course, with the state of Duluth's streets, because gravity is not our friend here in the Twin Ports. The mayor's solution, proposed solution, has to do with a sales tax hike to pay for the city streets. What's your sense of that?
Well, I think this is a really creative solution. For one, it's a half-cent sales tax, so it's a minor tax. I think a lot of people in Duluth appreciate that part of that funding for our streets is then going to come from tourists who are spending money in our city, and attracting tourism is a big part of how our economy survives. And additionally, it's a two-step process. It'll be on the ballot. It's going to take the voters of Duluth to approve it. And then once approved, it then has to go through the state legislature for their approval and to specifically market that it can only be used for streets. And the one thing that I would add, you know, we focus so much on streets for cars, and it's important to recognize that when we improve our streets, it's also going to improve the streets for bikers, for joggers, for the DTA. Improving the sidewalks can be part of that project as well. So it's a broad process. And I think, you know, the only other way to go about this would be to raise property tax. And if you're going to generate the same revenue that this would, it would be a 40% property tax increase. And we don't want to have something like that. That would hurt Duluthians much more than this half-cent sales tax.
As you have spent time talking with folks in the community and preparing your run for city government, what are you hearing from people that are their concerns? What are some of the things that you are hearing across the board from a lot of different sectors that people in our area are worried about?
Well, one of the big issues people are talking about is income inequality. And when you're running for an at-large seat on the Duluth City Council, you're traveling across the whole city. As someone who grew up in a trailer park, visiting the trailer parks on the west side of Duluth has been an important part of what I've been doing, and sort of trying to reach out to people whose voices aren't often sought out when people are running for office. So, you know, income inequality is certainly something people are talking about, and as you mentioned, affordable housing and wanting that to be available across the city, not just in certain neighborhoods, but the ability for people to live anywhere in Duluth is something that people have been speaking about. The streets, the water, infrastructure, that's, you know, something that we're working on as well and talking to people at the doors. And the Earn Sick and Safe Time ordinance that this Monday, I believe it's at 5:15 at City Hall, there's going to be the presentation by the task force, and this would create an ordinance in the city where for every 30 hours that you work, you could bank 1 hour for sick and safe time. So that's going to be presented to the council, and that's become an issue that people have talked about at the doors as well.
Rich, thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning to join us this morning. Really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm a big fan of the show.
Rich Updegrove this morning. He is running for city council, one of the at-large seats here in Duluth.